Start again, race one.
Okay, so I've left concessions on top. Look, I think she's a really progressive type. Both of her wins have come at her home track here at Hawkesbury. She has done a lot in her five starts to date, and I can't see why she can't go on with it here. Jess has a real good association with this filly, so I've left her on top. I've put Woodcock in for second. He only battled away in recent runs. He is down in grade and weight, so I think that's a bit of a push for him. Number seven, Spooky Wookie. I thought there was a lot to like about his maiden win at Goulburn last start. He's still very new. He seems to be going in the right direction. His first start, he was very green. He didn't know what it was all about. Last start, the tempo was on for him. He got right back and was able to get over the top of them late. So I don't know if he's going to get those conditions in this race. It is his first time up over the 2,000 metres, so that's a bit of a query, but he looks to be a horse going in the right direction. And Kokopoo, I thought he ran well enough at Randwick last time out. He's back in grade, but does go up the 6 kilos. So 5, 6, 7, and 3 in the first.
All right, 5, 6, 7, 3. Race one. Race two at 5-2, a field of 10 without scratchings. One Anne's Gift, $14. Two Anakin Daraxes, $81. Your short price fave here is number 3, Every Chance. Ty England on board, 170 and 165 tab fixed. Number 4, Jackson is 17-16. 5, Purple Trail, 440. Money today for number 6, Songs of Earth. This is Karen McAvoy for Gwenda Markwell, $8 into 550. Money for the 6. Wandu Boy at 60, it's 120. Number 8, Orpentiva, Duchess of Dubai, 120. And Repentant, number 10 at $13.
3, 10, 1 and 5. Look, I think it's Every Chance's day today. I thought his run first up was huge. He's in a much easier provincial country maiden here today. It looks his day. I don't think he'll find an easier maiden than he is competing in today. So for that reason, he's on top. Repentant, I really think this horse has been finishing off her runs of late quite well. The winkers go on for the first time here. And Gift, look, he's a hard one to keep up with. He usually runs good races here at home, and he has placed here before. So I'm putting him in a little bit of odds there. And Purple Trail, three-year-old gelding debuting here. The blinkers going on. His recent trials have been okay for a race like this. So it's 3, 10, 1 and 5, and Every Chance is my best bet of the day.
Okay, Every Chance, number 3, your best bet there, race 2. Race 3, you've got some scratchings here. 1, 2, 4, 5, 11. Jess Taylor takes the ride on 13, All About Magic. Tab fixed odds here. Number 3, Kunming. It's 270 out to 280, but is your favourite after opening $5 today. 6, Destroyer is 420 out to 440. Polar Blast, 480 into 440 after opening $11 today. But mind you, there's been quite a few scratchings. Triple Hill is now $9. $18 Tearaway Charlie. Daydream Explorer at $12. $13 into 650. Money for number 12, Satirical Dame. And 13, All About Magic at $12. So probably hard to get a true gauge given the scratchings. But how do you see this one?
It's a shame this race has really fallen away with scratchings here, but I've gone in the way of 3, 7, 12 and 6. Kunming on top. Look, he's resuming a gelding here today. He's got good gate speed. He's got gate one, so he should use that to his advantage, and I like his last trial. Polar Blast in for second. He did a lot wrong when debuting. He got back, really couldn't make up the ground. I think he should have taken plenty of benefit from that run. Satirical Dame, look, she's an honest mare. She just can't crack that win. She's had 25 attempts, has placed on 6 occasions. If she can bring her run 2 starts back, then she shouldn't be far away. And Destroyer into 4th spot. He's had a stable change, a number of gear changes here. He could do something first up. 3, 7, 12 and 6.
3, 7, 12, 6 in the third. Now, race 4 here wraps up the early quaddy. And the scratchings here of 1, 3 and 11. It's over the 1,600 here, a maiden. And you've got 2 Noble Truth, 5 out to 550, back to 5. Number 4, Island Breeze, 18 to 19. $23 Slovakian number 5. 6, Your Place or Mine, a roughie at $81. 370 into 350, about number 7, Bright Lights Baby. 8, Celtic Love, 100 to 1. So plenty of long shots here. 9, High Impulse here. Jeff Penza, James Cummings, 7 into 550 after opening $11 today. Number 10, Liffey is at $6. And $3 in from 460, about number 12, the Godolphin runner, Shretan.
7, 10, 12 and 9. I'm putting Bright Lights Baby on top. She's placed in 3 of her 6 runs. She will certainly appreciate the give in the track here today. The Norton bit comes off. The tongue control bit goes on. She had to cover a little bit of ground last start. She wanted to pull. So maybe with the gear change, she mightn't have resented as much as she did the other day. So for that reason, she's on top. I put Stablemate Liffey into 2nd spot here. I know she finished ahead of Bright Lights Baby last start, but she had a better run. Today she gets a tricky draw and will need a good ride from Ty. Stratan, forgetting her last run, and if she goes back, she can bring her run first up, then she's certainly capable of running a better race, and she should perform better at her 2nd attempt over the mile. And High Impulse, better for the experience after bumping into Ladder on debut. 7, 10, 12 and 9.
Alrighty, race 5 is the first leg of the quaddie. It comes up at 3:45 over 1,000 metres. It's a maiden and the scratching's 1 and 12 leaves us a field of 10 runners. So two final impulse, 31 to 34. 3 Thistle Do, 2:25 out to 2:30. That's a Bjorn Baker runner. It's your favourite. $3 in from 3:40 about number 4 Pedway. Good money there. 10 to 11 for 5 Chiquita. 6 Lady Veronique is $10. 9:50 about 7 Petite Voix. 8 Where's Emma, 41 to 51. 51 into 26 money for number 9 Lugard Road. Speaking at longer odds there. What about Shrapnel, number 10, opened $100 today, is now a $34 pop. And 11 Classic Wind is $9. Race 5.
I'm liking Pedway in this race. I think the break should have done him the world of good. He won a recent trial at Rose Hill and the tongue tie does go on him. So for that reason, he's on top. This will do. He was ridden quite to the line in his first ever trial. He then was made to find the line in his more recent down at Kembla. He has shown good gate speed in both. And he has won both of his trials, obviously. So he's into second spot there. Chiquita, she showed pretty good speed in her recent trial, set out by the leader, was pushed on to find the line. So I think she gets in well with the weights after the claim. And Lady Veronique, she really started to find the line in her recent trial when asked to. She may need this run, but I thought I might put her in at a little bit of value there, but she's only $10. So I guess that's not too much value. But, yeah, if she can run up to her trial, then she shouldn't be too far away. So it's 4, 3, 5, and 6.
Okay, 4, 3, 5, 6. Race 6 here is a class 1 over 1,100 metres at 20 past 4. The scratching is the toppy here, 1 El Corazon. Got a field of 10. Your tab fixed odds here for race number 6. We're talking number 2, Valiant Mate. It's $4.80 in from $7. Number 3, Allegheny, 11 into 6. Good movement there for the 3. Number 4, Vega at $5.50. Your favourite is 5 Hysterical here. Waterhouse and Bott with Karen McAvoy, $2.80 into $2.60. Number 6, Striker Ransom at $11. 7, Dane Rule of $51. 8, Freedom Fighter at $12. Number 9, Cashenti, $16. $12, number 10 squared. 11, Lucio Non Uro at $71. So all the money here with the 2 and the 3 at this stage.
I'm sticking with Hysterical here. Look, I'm totally forgetting her last preparation. She just didn't quite come up, I don't think. I'm hoping she can bring her 2-year-old form here today. Her 2 trials into this have been nice. I think Gay and Adrian will certainly have her ready first up today. Valiant Mate, look, he's been very consistent of late. He was run down late over the 1,200. He comes back to the 1,100, which will certainly suit him. Vega, I really like the way he was finding the line in his maiden win. He just needs to go on with it here. And Allegheny, she's coming out of the same race as a Valiant Mate. She gets the claim and should run well here today. So 5, 2, 4 and 3.
5, 2, 4, 3, race 6, race 7 at 5 to 5 over the mile here. And benchmark 70, number 10 is just scratching a field of 9 runners here. Tab fixed odds, 1 Crosley Hotshot, $4.60 out to $5. 2 Charming Lad opened $8, today is now $5. 3 Napoleon, $15 out to $17 into $12. 4 Hostwind Vintage, $3.70 into $3.60, tab fixed odds fave. Number 5, Sis Montaigne, $3.80 out to $3.90. 6 Drillmaster is $18, $15 for number 7, Fleeting. 8 Crown Moss at $19, 9 Lily's Little Girl at $9.50. So it's $3.60 about 4 Hostwind Vintage, but good money there for a couple of other runners too.
Gone in the way of Sis Montaigne here. I really like the way he worked to the line first up, up to the mile, second up and goes down 2 kilos on his last run. Hostwind Vintage, he went back to the trials after winning quite convincingly up at the Gold Coast. He's drawn well in gate 3 and he's certainly got that fitness on his side. The 6 Drillmaster is back to his home track after running an okay race in town. My only query about him is the soft going, but I can't imagine Noel sending him round if he wasn't convinced that he'd handle the soft going. And Charming Lad, he was the last start winner here. He does rise 5 kilos in weight. Probably would have liked to have seen a claim for him, but he mightn't be an apprentice's horse. So he's in for 4th spot there. 5, 4, 6, and 2.
5, 4, 6, 2 there, race 7. And the last here, Chantel, is due at 25 to 6, a class 2 over 1,400 metres. Put the pen through 4, 5, and 11. Tap fixed odds on the last. You've got 1 All In Rhythm. 4:40 into 2:40. Favoured there. Number 1. 2 Poets Advocate. Opened $11. Is now at $5.50. Number 3. Reckless Russell. $9.50 into $6.50. 6 Level 8. $6.50 Steady. It's $9 for number 7. Long Wan Feng. 8 No Escape. $11. 16 into 12. After opening at $26 today is number 9. Sweet Fella. Number 10, Rebe Rampart, is now $11. And 12, Subway Surfer, the Ruffy, it's now $81. So, again, plenty of scratching. So, is that a fair market?
I think so. I think they've got it right there. All In Rhythm, I'm putting him on top here. Look, he was in a race of his own last start. That was in a class one. He only has to produce that again to win a race like this. He'll probably be a likely leader again. If he gets all the favours in front, I can't see why he can't take it out. Poet's Advocate, I really like the way he burst through late to take out his class one win. He went back to the trials to keep him ticking over fitness-wise. And you always have to respect Scott's horses here at home. Reckless Russell, third run back today after a long layoff. His two runs back have been quite good. I'm expecting him to show something today third up. And Sweet Fellow, he's down on 8 kilos on his last run. He loves the soft going. He's back on his home track and always runs well here. So it's 1-2-3-9 in the last.
1-2-3-9. You gave us race 2, number 3, Every Chance as your best on the card. What else do you see as a good thing?
Look, I thought Missile Strike would be, well, Missile Strike was my other best bet, but he's been scratched. So, look, All In Rhythm in the last, I think he's a pretty much a, okay. Well, I won't say unbeatable, but he's pretty good value there. Well, he's not good value, but I think he'll be taking out the last race. Just looking through it, it's a bit of a fair day, actually. A few of these, it depends on how some of them handle the track. So whether or not it dries out, might be a bit hard. The rail's out 2 metres, that won't play any part with it, won't favour on pace runners or anything today. I think it'll play pretty even.
Do you think you'll be changing things or reassessing things after you see the first couple of races to see how things are playing out with the track?
Quite possibly, yeah. Look, if it favours the on paces, then I might change my numbers around. But hopefully it plays fair all day and everyone can have their share of winning.
That's right. As long as you get a win, it doesn't really matter. So it's race 2, number 3. And race 8, number 1, is as your best on the card. Chantel, thanks for your form here this morning. Good luck. Enjoy Hawkesbury this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Kevin. See you later.